Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Cydonia, The Secret Chronicles of Mars by David E. Flynn is an esoteric non-fiction work that examines the Cydonia region of Mars through a mixture of biblical prophecy, ancient symbolism, mythology, geometry, and alternative interpretations of space exploration. The book is best understood as a speculative religious and occult analysis rather than a conventional astronomy text. Its central concern is not simply whether the face on Mars or related formations are artificial, but what Mars has represented across sacred history, mystery traditions, Izdak, Daystur, and modern technological culture. Flynn links Martian imagery with the Ouroboros, alchemical language, the ancient world, Rome, fallen spiritual beings, and the idea that cosmic patterns mirror events on Earth. Because the book draws heavily on symbolic correspondences and numerological reasoning, it appeals most strongly to readers already interested in prophecy studies. Ancient mystery schools and alternative histories of NASA and planetary exploration. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Cydonia as a symbolic problem, rather than only a Martian anomaly, Flynn treats Cydonia not merely as a disputed geological feature on Mars, but as a point where astronomy, symbolism, and spiritual history converge. The face on Mars and surrounding formations became widely discussed after NASA imagery drew public attention to unusual shapes in the region. Mainstream planetary science generally explains these features as natural landforms shaped by erosion, lighting, and imaging limitations. Flynn, however, is interested in why Cydonia became culturally charged and why Mars has repeatedly attracted mythic and prophetic significance. His approach shifts the question from physical proof alone to interpretive meaning. In this framework, the Martian landscape functions as a kind of visual and symbolic archive. The book asks whether repeated patterns in ancient myth, sacred geometry, planetary names, and modern space programs point toward a hidden continuity. This does not make the work scientific in the standard empirical sense, but it clarifies its purpose. Cydonia becomes the organizing center for a larger argument about how celestial bodies may have been encoded into religious, occult, and historical narratives. Secondly, Mars, Rome, and the persistence of martial symbolism in civilization. A major theme of the book is the claim that Mars has shaped human civilization through recurring symbols of conquest, empire, sacrifice, and sacred foundation. Flynn connects the planet Mars with Ares, Roman martial culture, and the founding myths that linked political power to divine or celestial authority. The chapter material associated with Cydonian foundations of Rome suggests that he views Rome not only as a historical empire, but also as a symbolic structure built around older planetary ideas. This matters because Mars is traditionally associated with war, blood, iron, and aggressive order. Flynn reads those associations as more than poetic metaphors. He places them within a long chain of esoteric transmission, where temples, altars, city foundations, and imperial myths preserve astronomical and spiritual meanings. The reasoning depends on correspondence rather than conventional historiography, so readers should distinguish it from academic history. Even so, the topic is central to the book because it shows how Mars becomes a bridge between ancient religion and the political imagination of later civilizations. Thirdly, fallen beings, planetary rulers, and biblical prophecy as interpretive framework, Flynn approaches Mars through a Christian prophetic lens that includes fallen spiritual beings, prehuman or antediluvian powers, and the possibility that ancient planetary deities were distorted memories of real supernatural rebellion. The book does not treat pagan gods only as literary figures. Instead, it places them within a broader biblical cosmology in which spiritual intelligences may have influenced human cultures. This framework helps explain why Cydonia is linked in the book to the fallen ones and to questions about rulers of the planets before Adam. The significance of this theme is that it gives the Martian material a moral and theological dimension. Mars is not just a symbol of war or an astronomical object, but part of a cosmic conflict over authority, knowledge, and human destiny. Flynn also connects this framework to prophecy, especially the idea that ancient patterns may foreshadow future political or religious events. Readers who share the theological premises may find the structure coherent, while skeptical readers will likely see it as speculative theology built from symbolic associations. Fourthly, sacred geometry, numerology, and the great cosmic clock. The book gives substantial attention to numerical patterns, geometry, and cyclic symbolism, especially the great cosmic clock and the Ouroboros. Flynn often worked in a style that sought meaning in measurements, alignments, names, mythic cycles, and repeated numbers. In Cydonia, this method is used to connect Mars with alchemy, astronomy, the serpent symbol, and the esoteric maxim as above, so below. The basic idea is that the universe contains order patterns that can be read across different levels, heaven and earth, planet and empire, myth and prophecy. This type of reasoning is characteristic of esoteric interpretation, where symbols are not isolated but form a network. Its strength is that it can reveal why certain images, such as serpents, stones, pillars, and celestial clocks, recur across traditions. Its limitation is that pattern recognition can become difficult to verify if it is not constrained by clear criteria. Flynn presents these correspondences as meaningful clues to hidden order, making mathematics and symbolism central to the book rather than decorative additions. Lastly, NASA, the mystery school motif, and modern space exploration. One of the more distinctive features of Cydonia is its attempt to connect ancient mystery traditions with modern institutions, especially NASA. Flynn frames space exploration as more than technological achievement. He suggests that the language, missions, symbols, and destinations of modern aerospace culture may continue older esoteric ambitions associated with the great work. In alchemical and occult traditions, the great work often refers to transformation, hidden knowledge, or the pursuit of perfected order. Flynn adapts that concept to argue that exploration of Mars and attention to Cydonia carry symbolic weight beyond scientific discovery. This does not mean the book offers a mainstream institutional history of NASA. Rather, it reads NASA through a symbolic and prophetic lens, asking whether modern projects unconsciously or deliberately echo ancient religious patterns. The book thereby differs from ordinary Mars anomaly literature, which often focuses mainly on image analysis. Flynn makes NASA part of a long historical arc involving mystery schools, Atlantis imagery, alchemy, and future expectations about a restored or counterfeit golden age. In conclusion, Cydonia, The Secret Chronicles of Mars, is most suitable for readers interested in the overlap between biblical prophecy, Mars anomalies, ancient mythology, sacred geometry, and occult symbolism. It is not the best starting point for readers seeking a conventional scientific account of Martian geology or the history of planetary imaging. Its value lies instead in showing how one writer integrates Cydonia, the face on Mars, Rome, alchemy, fallen beings, and NASA into a single interpretive system. The intellectual benefit is exposure to a dense symbolic reading of Mars as a cultural and prophetic object, rather than only a planet studied by probes and orbiters. Readers can also benefit by comparing Flynn's method with mainstream scholarship, since the contrast highlights the difference between empirical evidence, theological interpretation, and esoteric correspondence. What makes the book stand out in its category is its breadth. Many alternative Mars books concentrate on photographic anomalies or ancient astronaut speculation. Flynn adds a distinctly Christian prophetic structure, sustained numerical interest, and a strong focus on mystery school symbolism. The result is a specialized work that remains important within its niche because it combines Mars anomaly literature with biblical eschatology and occult history in an unusually integrated way. If you would like to support David E. Flynn, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.